This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess. We're having a great night this evening. It's beautiful, beautiful Sunday. We were talking about everything stress. So now we're going to switch gears a little bit because we're with Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. How you doing, Cynthia?
Hey, Ashley.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So there's a lot of stuff going on this week, and I know that if you're 21, you can drink, and I know that if you're 18, you can smoke, LOL, but you can also vote. So as a U.S. citizen, you know, it's important.
Well, you know, one of the greatest freedoms I think we enjoy as American citizens is our right to vote and have a say in who will lead our country for the next 4 years. So on Tuesday, November the 6th, I really want to encourage everybody to get out there and vote. And after you do, there are several election night parties around town where you can go and watch the results trickle in and root for your favorite candidate. Head over to the Granada Theater on Greenville Avenue for D Magazine's Election Night Live, presented by Chevrolet with live music from Fort Worth indie band Burning Hotel. So tickets are just $5 and can be purchased at the Granada Theater's website. Another option is to join fellow voters at the Red and Blue Election Night Watch Party at Central 214's Bar and Courtyard Patio. You can enjoy ballot menu tasting specials from Chef Graham Dodds and no-term limit happy hour prices on beer and wine. Help predict the election winner with mixologist Amber West's tasty Red Rum and Blue Bomba craft cocktails. I love that creativity. Central 214 is adjacent to the Hotel Palomar at North Central Expressway and Mockingbird in Dallas, and there will be complimentary valet parking.
I'm not about to say what color drink I'd be drinking, but we don't want to go into a political rant on this show right now. But
I know.
You know, to quote one of my favorite singers, RuPaul, you got to work it, girl.
That's right. I'm all about, well, you know, fall is the fashion season. And on Thursday night, the Fashionistas are going to host their fall runway series featuring designer Jeffrey Henning. This Thursday, like I said, November the 8th at 7 p.m. Now, the press release that I got describes the show by saying that the runway will be filled with Duchess satin, organza, and crepe silk and soft pastels that channel the style and femininity of the 1950s French couture houses. I mean, doesn't that just sound divine? It goes on to say that in contrast, Henning's resort collection will move into the freedom from constriction and evoke the soft femininity of the 70s, where color and soft draping defined the era. It all sounds heavenly to me, and I can't wait to watch every delicious garment float down the runway. Tickets start at just $35 and can be purchased by visiting thefashionistas.org.
You know, we joke around and we laugh about stuff, but, you know, when it comes to domestic violence, there's just nothing to really laugh at. But if you can be a part of a project that's really making a change, that's what's really most important.
Absolutely. Well, one of my favorite organizations is Hope's Door. And since they first opened to families in 1986, they have served thousands of North Texans impacted by domestic violence by providing shelter, transitional housing, and counseling. Trained staff and volunteers have answered more than 25,000 crisis calls and provided education and vital outreach services to families throughout the Metroplex. Hope's Door is marking their 25th anniversary with a special event themed An Evening of Hope. Presented by Rent-A-Center, it will take place on Saturday, November the 10th at the famous Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas, Love Field. And I hope you'll join me because I'll be there and we can enjoy cocktails and a wonderful silent auction and raise money for those in need in our community. Tickets are $150 and you can purchase them or get more information on this wonderful event by visiting hopestoreinc.org.
Yeah, that flight museum is pretty cool.
It's a very cool space.
It's really neat. There's a lot of neat stuff there. I've been there a few times, so that's kind of neat that that event will take place there.
Well, and as you know, Ashley, these are just a couple of my highlights for the week. There are many, many, many more events happening around town. So if you need more details or information on the events we've talked about here, or you want to see what some of your other options are, hop over to osocynthia.com. I have a fabulous social calendar that lists all kinds of events and activities, free and paid, sports, fashion, educational, cultural, you name it, I'm talking about it.
You rock, Cynthia. Thank you so much. And yes, check out her website if you missed anything. And as always, Cynthia will be back next week with more Out and About with Cynthia.
You got it. Have a great week, Ashley.
Hey, you too. Take care and have a great Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. You know, there is a lot of interesting stuff going on, especially this voting. And, you know, it is a right. As a U.S. citizen, you get the right to vote. And I think it is important to extend that right. I know a lot of people claim, being that we are in Texas, for those that aren't in Texas that are living to the show, it's different. But for a lot of people in Texas, they say, well, it's going to go one way. It's supposed to do that. But, you know, just placing your vote means something. It actually means that you follow through with something. So check it out if you get a chance. Kind of push that forward. But, you know, today, actually, I had a great event that actually Michelle created. And it was great about learning how to lower your stress and how to dress for de-stress. So it was the whole concept of de-stress and basically recharging and exercise and dealing with your significance. And also, the cool thing was dealing with serenity. And one of the neatest things, and it's something I wanted to bring up before the next segment, is that recently I went to a football game, and it was a really great football game. And the reason why it was great is that it was pouring down rain. You know, and I know that that sounds crazy, but my bag basically became like a water holder. Like, it literally had so much water in it that things were actually kind of floating in my bag. And I went through just standing out in the rain and hanging out with friends, and it wasn't great, and my makeup didn't look good, and I wasn't that comfortable, but it's one of those things that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. And I think it's important that when we're dealing with our life and our stress, is that we have to understand that sometimes things aren't going to be perfect, but why should they be? So sometimes those things that kind of just bug us and just really stand out are the things that you're going to laugh about for the rest of your life. If everything was perfect and your hair was perfect and your makeup was perfect and it was 74 degrees and the wind was going at 5 miles an hour from the east and everything worked out as planned, it's sometimes not going to be as interesting as if it doesn't. So keep that in mind when you're dealing with your relatives in these upcoming holiday seasons, that there is serenity involved with having non-perfection. So anyway, when we come back after this quick break, we're going to discuss maybe one of the craziest times that Melissa and Michelle have recently dealt with in their career, something that's really just been very stressful, and then also talking about the effective ways of dealing with stress and how to really go to work on Monday tomorrow, feel good about things, and when stress comes your way, being able to categorize it and move forward and making it work for you. And that's what's so important, is that stress should not stress you out. It should work for you as some sort of energy, and we'll talk about that later. So keep the dial at 570 AM or KLIF.com, as well as on iHeartRadio. And you can also listen to all the old and past shows segmented out with no commercial on www.liveyourtruelife.org. When we come back, Melissa and Michelle will be giving us their tips on how to deal with stress. Be right back.
Live Your True Life, a book by local author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess, and the cornerstone for the concept of practical philosophy. Practical philosophy helps to reveal all aspects of living your life. It works in our social and work relationships and within us to create the happiness we all desperately try to acquire. The teachings in Live Your True Life put perspective back into your daily life by simplifying it and at the same time relating it to yourself and interacting with others. Live Your True Life is a guide for your soul. The teachings in this powerful book put perspective back into your daily life, and the tools within it are designed to help others triumph over adversity. Find out more about Live Your True Life today by logging on to liveyourtruelife.org. Live Your True Life is stacked with proven tools that have helped change the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors. It can help you too. Log on now to liveyourtruelife.org.